We are doing Ahavat Chesed, and we're still in the Chafetz Chaim's introduction. The focus of this work is discussing the love of doing kindness and the different fashions of kindness that the Torah wants us to perform. And the Chafetz Chaim said that we will begin with analyzing the biblical mitzvah of giving a loan to help one another out financially. If someone needs a loan, we have a special mitzvah in the Torah to give one another a loan. So the Chafetz Chaim is continuing. He says, "V'lifamim, and sometimes, shuver gamkin al yedei miniyat tova. If a person resins, if a person holds himself back from doing good, a person might find himself transgressing al lav de lotikom. A person might end up transgressing the prohibition that the Torah prohibits taking revenge. Kigon, for example, shu bikesh mimenu lasot tova bidvar sheilat mamon." Let's say a guy goes to his friend and says, "Chaim, do me a favor. I don't have a penny on me. I want to buy a drink. Could you lend me 4 shekel? And his friend says, "No." And his friend says, "No, I'm not giving you a loan." Vavuze, ksheba achar kach hu etzlo umvakesh mimenu ezet tova. And because of this, when Chaim comes back to him and asks for a favor, nokem mimenu, he takes revenge, v'gomen lo kemifalo. And he says, "Hey, when I wanted 4 shekel, you didn't give it to me. Now you're thirsty, you want 4 shekel? No." Over al yedei miniyata tova hi alav de lo tikom. When a person does this, he is in essence transgressing the biblical commandment that we're not allowed to take revenge. V'chol sheken, and certainly, im misinato oto mefarsemo ba'ir sheinenu batuach. A person might say, "You know, I was in a situation, I came to you and I said, 'Hey, everyone knows the dollar is going up now, right? Bank of Israel is making the dollar go up. You have an extra $20,000. Lend me the $20,000. I'll pay them back for you in 2 weeks.' Now, you say, 'No, buddy. I don't believe you'll pay me back. I'm not lending you the $20,000. 10 years pass, suddenly you have millions. And Chaim comes back to you and says, "I want a loan." And you say, "Now you want the loan?" "No." And not only do you say no, but a person can find himself sometimes telling over to other people, "You know, Chaim needs a loan. I wouldn't give him a loan. Where's he going to pay it back from?" So that's called giving him the reputation of being an untrusted person. And sometimes a person can do it knowingly or unknowingly to ensure that others won't lend him as well. Certainly in such an instance, not only does one transgress in this the prohibition of taking revenge and bearing a grudge, which are two biblical prohibitions, odu uvel bazeh, furthermore, if one does this, he transgresses al isul lashon hara gmura. He is transgressing the prohibition of saying, speaking badly about a fellow man. The Torah prohibits saying lashon hara, saying something bad about someone else. You have no reason to think he won't pay back the loan. Sure I do. He's scum of the earth. Yeah, okay, you think he's scum of the earth, but that's not a valid reason. There are quite a few people that think I'm scum of the earth. So, that means I am? Hopefully not. We all have people who we think are more, people who we think are less. But just because we have that opinion doesn't mean we're allowed to say it about them. Shehu yored bazel chayav mamash. One who does this is considered like he's literally going into the other person's life, literally damaging the other person's parnasa. Vayen b'chafetz chaim, look in the book Chafetz Chaim, ilchot lashon hara, klalei seif hei. Over there I explain it, says Chafetz Chaim. Uvesof ha-sefer batziu ha-shini, biver mayim chaim, seif katan bet, v'yotam izeh. Furthermore, he expands over there, da'afilu meitiv imo, even in an instance where he says, "You know what, Chaim, here's the 20 grand. Ach shu meshiv lo, enik motcha shlo tivot imach." But let's say he says, "But I want you to learn from this, Chaim. When you came to me, when I came to you, you didn't give me the loan, but I'll give you the loan." One who does that transgresses the biblical prohibition. Torah says, do not bear a grudge. And by saying this, he's showing him, I'm bearing a grudge. I still have the hatred. But he has to give him the loan with a full heart. A person has to wipe away the feeling from his heart. A person should take note. What's this world? Everything in this world at the end is worthless. It's not worth taking revenge for something physical in this world. And I'll expand on this later on. I want to conclude the Ahavat Chesed with a beautiful story. Our 6th grade Rebbe, when I was in 6th grade, an amazing Rebbe, changed my life. His name was Rabbi Yarmish. And he told us the following story, which made such an impact on me that whenever I encounter the prohibition of Lotikom Velotitor, I always remember the story that he told us. So I want to share it with you because I think it's one of the greatest stories I ever heard. Imagine there are two neighbors, Reuven and Moshe. Moshe has a moving truck. And Moshe uses that moving truck all week long, but on Sundays Moshe doesn't work. Usually he doesn't get work on Sundays. Or let's take a better example, usually on Fridays he doesn't get work. So Reuven lives on the right side of Moshe's house. He's Moshe's neighbor on the right. And Reuven comes knocking on Moshe's door and he says, "Moshe, look, I have to move. I just bought the house on your left side. I'm moving two houses over. It would be a tremendous help for me if you could tell me a Friday, I'm going to move on Friday, if I could borrow your truck just to move it from one driveway, two houses down to the other driveway, it'll save me a tremendous amount of work." So Moshe says to Reuven, "Look, Reuven, let's say you just loaded the truck and I get a phone call that there's a job available. I'm going to lose Parnassa." And Reuven says, "Moshe, you never work on Fridays. No one moves on Fridays. Come on, we both know it. It's been 15 years we've been neighbors, and I know that truck's been sitting in your driveway every Friday, all Friday long. Let me just borrow it one Friday to move my stuff." And Moshe says to Reuven, "Look, Reuven, it's my Parnassa. I might get a job just after you loaded the truck, and then I'm stuck." So Reuven sees that he's not going to budge Moshe. Oh, he has no choice. His children have this little red rider, you know, those wagons, those little red wagons. So he figures, how am I going to move my stuff? Starts loading all his boxes. And on that given Friday, he puts three boxes on that little red wagon, starts taking the wagon down the driveway, going down the street, and he walks past that car parked in the driveway, that big truck, and he's pulling along those boxes, goes up the driveway, takes off the boxes, goes up into the new house, puts them in, goes back to his house, loads the boxes on the wagon, starts going again. Again he walks by the truck, again he goes up the driveway of his new house, unloads those three boxes, goes back to his house, and loads the boxes again. And now his back is starting to hurt. He's only nine boxes into the work. And for those of you who have moved, you know that moving usually entails about 400 or 500 boxes. He starts walking down the driveway and it starts drizzling. He goes back into the house, he puts on a raincoat, and he continues working. He's up to his 30th load, and his back is sore as anything. And he's walking through the rain, there's downpours, and he's going down the driveway with the wagon, down two houses, up the driveway. And on his way back, he notices from the bay window of Moshe's house, Moshe's sitting there sipping a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Now it's Friday afternoon and he's been working. Every time he walks back and forth, his aching back, he looks and he sees that truck sitting in the driveway. And now he's going to continue working for another 350 boxes. That means another 115 trips back and forth and back and forth carrying those boxes. And for the next 115 rounds, he's going to see Moshe sitting by that window sipping his coffee. And he's walking back and forth, sweating bullets, aching back, downpour on him. And after a long day, it's a late Friday afternoon, he's been working since 5:30 in the morning. He can barely move. He's taking the last load. It's already 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He doesn't know if he's more wet from sweat or more wet from rain. He's slowly bringing that wagon up the driveway, bringing those last three boxes into the house. He unloads those three boxes, sits down next to the wagon, and starts catching his breath. All day he's been sitting in that truck. He sees that truck sitting in the driveway. And all day he's been schlepping back and forth and back and forth. And his back is so sore. And he's in this new house with all these boxes, and it's late Friday afternoon. He doesn't know if he'll make it to shower. He's sitting there next to the wagon, sitting, catching his breath, when suddenly there's a knock at the door. Slowly he gets up off the ground. He can barely move. He's aching. He opens the door, and there's Moshe standing there with his almost finished cup of coffee. And Moshe says, "Hi, Reuven." And Reuven looks at him and says, "Hi, Moshe." Moshe says, "Reuven, you know, for Shabbos, I'm having over my niece and nephew. They're a young couple, and they have a little girl. And I couldn't help notice today that you have a beautiful little red wagon. I was wondering if I could borrow it for my niece and nephew, their child that's coming for Shabbos." The Torah teaches us, lo titol, do not bear a grudge. The Torah teaches us that the correct response on behalf of Reuven is, "I'm sorry, Moshe. You'll have to give me a minute. It's a little bit wet. Let me dry it off before I give it to you." This is the story my sixth grade Rebbe told us. And it's left an impact to this day.